We are familiar with almost 170,000 individuals and businesses which owe back taxes to Kentucky. And so we created a computer program where each of those taxpayers were individually sent a packet with their name and their address and the tax that they owe and the amount of tax that they owe, to our knowledge, to them, so that you should receive something like that in the mail, more than likely if you owe taxes. And we believe that really helps a lot because people know that we know where you are. And we also made it really easy by saying, if you'll just write a check for this amount and send it to this address, you're completely free and done. So we've had thousands of those applications come back to our Amnesty Center. We also have a website, which is amnesty.ky.gov. And on that website, we have frequently asked questions. We also have a listing of the 10 taxpayer centers, which are located throughout the state.
Who is eligible for the amnesty in taxes?
First of all, you have to owe taxes to the Commonwealth of Kentucky, and they have to be taxes that the Department of Revenue collects. You also have to have owed these taxes for a tax period that is after the last amnesty period. So beginning December 1st of 2001 through October of 2011, you cannot have any type of a criminal investigation on the fact that you haven't paid your taxes yet.
Now, what happens to people who do not take advantage of your offer and don't participate in the amnesty?
After amnesty, so beginning December 1 of 2012, all penalties would be reinstated, all fees would be reinstated, and the full interest would be reinstated. And in addition to that, the legislature provided that an additional interest fee would apply.
If you take advantage of the amnesty and you pay up, it's not over for you because you have to continue to pay, don't you?
Yes. Your amnesty remains good and true and holding as long as you continue to pay the taxes that you owe to the Commonwealth of Kentucky for the full 3 years after the amnesty period. If for some reason you become noncompliant again, then all of the benefits that you reaped from paying during amnesty go away, and you will be subjected to full interest, full penalties, and full fees as well.
What happens if you want to pay, but you just can't afford it? You don't have the money.
We think that that is going to happen on occasion, depending, of course, on how big the person's tax bill is and what their life situation is. So the main thing is to call the phone number that we provide or get on the website and contact the Department of Revenue or send something in quickly, certainly before the last day, and let us know that you are interested in paying, but that you have some type of a hardship that you would like to take care of the provisions that we have in place for that. You will have to pay 25% of what you owe, and depending on your situation, they will break those payments out over time.
Lori Flannery is Secretary of the Finance and Administration Cabinet for the state of Kentucky. The deadline for the state's current tax amnesty is November 30th. I'm Steve Hirschberg.